Episode 1, Duct Cleaning, with Nate and Chris.
How's everybody doing? We're here with Blue Ridge Heating and Air. I'm here with Nate. Nate joined the team a couple of months ago, and we brought him on the team with his extensive duct cleaning experience. So, Nate, maybe just take us through a little bit about your background, that kind of stuff, and some of the things you see with duct cleaning.
I did almost 7 years of duct cleaning in Virginia. Just only duct cleaning. Probably done at least 4,000 jobs, and then also lots of duct inspections on top of that. So I've seen a thing or two.
Okay. So basically you've been cleaning a lot of ducts for a long time, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, maybe take us through a little bit, Nate. Like, what is duct cleaning, right? I mean, what do you do there?
So the process is we have a portable machine that's just it's a big vacuum attached to a spinning auger that spins a brush at the same time that it sucks the loose debris that we're kicking up.
Okay.
And so we run that through all the return lines, supply lines, your main trunk lines that feed the supply lines. Anywhere that is attached to the unit, we're cleaning it.
Okay. And I mean, why would a customer want to get their ducts cleaned? I mean, is it important?
It is very important. So the number one reason is for a clean ductwork keeps the unit clean.
Okay.
So the number one reason you have a dirty coil is because dust from the return is building up, and especially if the return has never been cleaned, it's a higher probability of dust sticking to the coil. And when that happens, you have higher potential for mold to have something to grow onto. In the summertime, the coils are a perfect condition for mold to grow, especially if it's covered in pet hair, dust, and anything else under the sun.
Okay.
So keeping your ducts clean equals keeping your unit clean.
Okay.
And vice versa. I mean, a clean return equals a clean unit, but then a clean unit sends it down the line to hopefully clean supply lines.
Okay.
So that's the reason you get the ducts cleaned. So for some people, they have a higher sensitivity to dust level, allergens, and stuff like that. And so based on just the sheer number of jobs we've done, people seem to have they can breathe a little bit better because of it. One of our biggest referrals in Virginia was doctors. They would often, clients would have, mold, or they'd have breathing issues and they couldn't figure anything out. And then the doctor was like, "Have you had your ducts cleaned?"
Okay.
And then they would do it. And most of the time it seemed to improve. And
okay.
Just a lot of good testimonies on that.
Do you have any clients in mind that you worked with? You don't have to use specific names, but anybody you're thinking of? It sounds like there's somebody that's jumping out in your mind.
Yeah, there was okay. One person that before we showed up, even the day that we were doing the cleaning, they were on medicine because they couldn't breathe because of the mold and the dust and whatnot.
Okay.
And the very next day we came back to finish up some last minute work that we weren't able to finish up, and they were off the medicine.
Oh, really?
It was that quick.
That
it
fast,
was,
huh?
And they were so thankful for they couldn't believe it that they didn't have to take medicine. And so that was a really cool story. Just and then there was a couple other examples that are close to me just based on the relationship I've built with the person.
Okay.
But we'll move on.
Move on. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, are there any indicators that a homeowner should look for when they're thinking about, should I get my ducts cleaned or not? Am I good? Am I not good? What would you recommend that the average family do, that kind of thing?
For starters, I mean, the filters, I mean, it's important to keep on top of filter changes. I like to check the filter every month, even at just making sure if it's dirty, then you can swap it out. But it's just a good habit to get into because, if the manufacturer recommends every 60 to 90 days, human nature turns that into, we can do it twice a year, or it snowballs down in the wrong direction.
Okay.
So I always like to just tell people, check the filter at least every year. If it looks dirty, swap it out. You know, that's the best protocol. And if you see dust building up around your vents in your rooms, that's another indicator that there's, you know, high buildup.
So you'd like look up at the vent and there could be a little bit of dust.
Yeah, you'll see dust, or in the summertime, your vent may be condensating, and there even may be some black spotting from the condensation.
Okay.
That's another indicator. And a dirty return, like the actual grill, like the fins on the return grill, dust will build up there too. So those are just some things that you can look for.
Okay.
If you smell something funky, you know, could be rodents, could be mold, it could be just construction, kids' toys, whatever.
There.
It all can have a science, you know, you could have a science project, and that's what you're smelling.
So what's the weirdest things you found in ducts that you've been cleaning out?
Family of possums.
Okay.
Yep. That were still live.
Okay. So they climbed in there to get nice and warm.
They climbed in there to get nice and warm. And, we were required to clean out the ducts. I went under to inspect before bringing the machine in, and I just see some movement. And then, so I kind of cut a little sight hole so I could see what was going on. And there are some possums and lots of feces and all sorts of stuff. And they had just tearing everything up, and we didn't clean that one.
You didn't clean that one.
We didn't clean it. They had done too much damage, so we let another company replace it all.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, what kind of issues do you see with the HVAC if they get too dirty? Is there problems with those two?
So when the unit gets excessively dirty, it does affect how efficiently it runs.
Okay.
It can make it harder to cool or heat, you know, depending on the season. And you also just have the longer the coils are dirty and it has a more of a chance for growth, the more the growth will go everywhere and affect operation.
Gotcha. Are there any kind of, you talked a little bit about kind of mold in systems before, like what kind of cleaning have you done to maybe get mold out for customers, that kind of thing? You do any special cleaning there?
So it's recommended for, if there's mold in non-metal duct, it is recommended, if you can, to replace it. That's protocol. There are some cases where the customer chooses not to spend the money. They just can't. And so depending on the extent, if it's off the charts, then we just have to walk away. That's the right thing to do. And I don't want to stir up more stuff if it's unnecessary. But if it's not that bad and the customer chooses not to replace it, then we can clean it and then use a botanical fungistat to try to limit its growth. It's not going to kill it.
Yeah.
It's very hard to permanently kill unless you replace everything. Okay. So this mainly just to kind of knock the mold down, prevent it from growing for a period of time, and then, you know, try to buy the customer some time before it's affecting health and whatnot.
I gotcha. So with all this said and done, is there anything that, I guess in the end, right, to sum it up, is there anything you think you'd like the customers or people to think about before or kind of during the duct cleaning process, what to look for?
I mean, the first part is don't wait until it's too late. If you start seeing mold shooting out of the vents, there's a good chance it's too late. I would say probably 80 to 90% of the jobs where mold's just growing on the ceiling, we show up and inspect everything and it's just too off the charts. So if you're starting to see mold growing everywhere, you've waited too long and it needs to be addressed in a more expansive way, like replacing everything. I would definitely just try to plan it. If you haven't had the ducts cleaned in the last 5 to 10 years. I mean, that's something that needs to be on the scope for you. The National Air Duct Cleaners Association recommends every 3 to 5 years it should be cleaned. Everyone's different, and it depends. There's some variables, like if you have floor vents, that tends to accumulate trash and toys, and all the dust kind of settles faster. So if you have floor vents, you should probably get that cleaned if it hasn't. If you have ceiling vents, you should still get it cleaned, but there's going to be not as much debris and trash that is going to be in there. But still recommend getting it cleaned just for, you know, checking off the list and peace of mind. And I mean, part of doing a duct cleaning is, at least for me, before I even bring a machine in, I always take a look and inspect all the ductwork and make sure we're not doing something that's wasting your money or wasting your time or my time. I always take a thorough look of everything, make sure it's in your best interest to actually get this done. And I've had to walk away from, you know, some jobs because it just wasn't in the customer's best interest. And, you know, then that's the right thing to do.
All right. And then what if I'm a proactive customer? Like, what kind of things would I do to my HVAC or my heating and air system to prevent this kind of thing from happening? Are there things I can do?
Having a regular maintenance plan.
Okay.
You know, twice a year is recommended with a highly recommended company with good reviews. Take information from previous customers and clients. And ultimately nowadays, that's one of the most important things is looking at the reviews. And just having a regular maintenance plan, you're going to catch a lot of stuff typically. And then if you're proactive, get it done, you know, get your ducts cleaned, get it checked off the list. And then that way, you know that you're good, at least on that part, or we'll catch something and approach the customer and then be able to address it and offer solutions. You could do add the April air filter, the big 3 or 4 inch filter that protects the unit from excessive buildup.
So like a media air filter, kind of thing?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What about humidity control? Does that make a difference in the environment?
It does. Humidity is a key factor for mold growth and moisture levels in the ductwork and in the unit. So having something that can detect the humidity.
Okay.
If your ducts are in a crawl space, I'd recommend having a dehumidifier. If you can encapsulate, that's important too. I was just at a job back in August, and new ductwork, new unit, and everything was just dripping. And the customer was not understanding why all of his brand new stuff was sweating. And then you just look at the crawl space and it's red clay. And I was like, you need a dehumidifier and you need an encapsulation and to protect your investment. I mean, it's a lot of money to put new ductwork and a new unit in. Right. So it's an investment. You want to protect it. Encapsulation protects the subfloor and all that other stuff that your house is literally built on. So that's pretty important. Just for humidity, just keeping on top of that.
What does on top of that mean to you, Nate? What do you think?
Having sensors, humidity sensors can detect if there's higher than the 40 to 60 range.
Okay.
For, you know, a crawl space, it should be in the 40 to 60 range. Having something to detect the humidity level and warn you is pretty, you know, that'd be important.
Okay.
But it's not just the crawl space. I mean, attic, living area is also important. Inside the ductwork is, if possible.
Okay. All right. And then, some people talk about what UV lights, are they important for your system if you want to like reduce your duct cleanings or control mold or organic growth? Are those important? Do those work? What are your thoughts on that?
So UV light is pretty effective against mold and fungus and stuff like that.
Okay.
That if it's installed in the right spot.
Okay.
Ideally, you want it right after the coil because the coil is going to be the number one spot that if there's going to be mold growth, it's going to be there.
Right.
hopefully you none if you're keeping everything properly maintained, and you shouldn't, hopefully you can avoid that, but life happens and human neglect and, you know, error is a thing. So you having insurance to protect yourself on everywhere you go is pretty important. So having the UV light right after the coil on the supply side is probably the ideal spot, because it'll hopefully catch the mold just right after its leaves, before it goes off and branches off to the different lines. That's important.
Okay. So let me get this right. So humidity, UV lights, good filtering, that kind of stuff, getting ducts cleaned every maybe 3 to 5 years, regular maintenance. If you stay on all top of that, all stuff, should be relatively good to go, right? Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. The average lifespan of ductwork is 30 to 35 years if it's installed right and you maintain it. So you should be able to get that out of there as long as you stay on top of it. I mean, it's the similar with, if you don't change oil on the car and you don't take care of it and you just let it run till it's empty on the gas, I mean, you're going to destroy your car. But if you properly take care of it, your car can run for quite a bit. So
okay,
ductwork and the unit is the same.